Hi again, everybody. This is Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Bears Update from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. And day three provided some big names and, of course, some big defensive players. Let's start with the potential number one pick in the NFL draft in May, Jameis Winston, the Heisman-winning quarterback in 2013 out of Florida State. Initially opened with a statement acknowledging some of his past indiscretions off the field at Florida State, and then mapped out his future as he sees it in the NFL. And he certainly is oozing with confidence, and he hopes to be the number one pick in the upcoming draft.
Well, one thing that helped me realize about all my mistakes is getting a chance to be around the kids. You know, I went to read at this elementary in Tallahassee, and when I see how those kids look up to me, I feel bad about myself. You know, the hardest thing is just being real with yourself and just letting you know that you let somebody down. You know, I'm a family person, but when I look in little kids' eyes and I see, like, dang, that little kid may have seen something on TV that, you know, he could say anything he want to say about me. And then I got a 7-year-old brother at home that's looking up to me every single day. So right then I'm like, I can't disappoint that little man, because that's my little brother. I'm his inspiration, you know. In a way, he living towards me. When I went home, he showed me my high school video, and he said, J-Boo, that's me. And it was me on the film, you know. So I got so many people to inspire, and I got so many little kids looking up to me, not only as a quarterback, but as a person. And I want to be that role model for them.
A couple of players with ties to Bears assistant coaches here at the Combine today at the podium, and one of them is a consensus top 10 pick, wide receiver Amari Cooper out of Alabama, coached by Mike Groh, the Bears receivers coach. Back in 2012, his freshman year, 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns. And Groh, according to Cooper, made quite an impression on him.
Coach Groh is a great coach. He's really specific. He's really diligent in the way that he approaches, the way he wants to teach us. He'll go out and watch a lot of film on other guys, NFL receivers, and come back and try to teach it to us so that we can be the best that we can be.
Cooper wrapped up his Alabama career winning the Biletnikoff Award as the nation's top receiver, and he was a Heisman finalist. One of the best stories of this combine is Lorenzo Maldon. He's an outside linebacker, defensive end prospect from Louisville, who is coached by current Bears outside linebackers coach Clint Hurt. He was a product of 16 different foster homes growing up. When he entered Louisville, he did not trust men at any level until Hurt became a father figure to him.
Coach Hurt couldn't be more closer than blood. You know, he's a guy that's been sticking with me since I first got there. You know, we bumped heads when I first got to Louisville, but, you know, I just look at that as a blessing to say that, you know, someone was on my back when I needed him to. So the fact that he was there when I could talk to him alone, and he was there when it came out for me on senior night, when I didn't have anybody to come and walk with me through. So that told me off the bat that, you know, Coach Hurt would be there for me.
Maldon projects as a second-day selection at outside linebacker in a 3-4 or as a 4-3 defensive end. Finally, one nugget to wrap us up here. Southern Illinois tight end Michael Pruitt ran the fastest 40 among all the tight ends, a 4.58, for the all-time receiving leader in Missouri Valley Conference history. That's going to wrap us up from day three here at the Combine. Thanks for watching. On Bears Update, I'm Jeff Joniak on ChicagoBears.com.